Pro-abortion Call Jane, starring Elizabeth Banks, bombs at box office on opening weekend. By David Ng on October 31, 2022. The pro-abortion movie Call Jane, starring Elizabeth Banks and Sigourney Weaver, is turning out to be a box office flop, mustering just $240,755 in 1,070 theaters in its first weekend for a pitiful per-screen average of $225. Call Jane, released by Roadside Attractions, isn't available for streaming yet, so the distributor and left-wing entertainment reporters can't blame home viewing for the embarrassingly low turnout. The movie's $225 per screen average makes it the worst-attended new release of the weekend. Even the gay rom-com flop Brothers posted a stronger per-screen average of $550 on its first weekend. Call Jane's woeful box office showing follows an aggressive publicity blitz that featured screenings at abortion clinics around the country in a bid to capitalize on lingering left-wing outrage over the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Elizabeth Banks even told Vanity Fair that she learned how to perform abortions for the film. "I didn't actually ever get to dilate anybody," she told the magazine. "I got to learn about the tools, watch the videos. But the procedure that we performed from 1968, there are similarities to it now, but it is not the exact same," she says. "Most abortions now are self-managed via two pills." Call Jane is a dramatization of the Jane Collective that provided illegal abortions during the late 60s and early 70s. Banks plays a suburban housewife who seeks an abortion due to a heart condition that puts her life at risk. She crosses paths with the Janes, whose leader, Weaver, becomes a friend. The movie debuted to mostly positive reviews at the Sundance Film Festival this year. Roadside Attractions chief Howard Cohen said the distributor was proud to have released Call Jane following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to reverse Roe v. Wade, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Last week, Call Jane teamed up with Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Care Network to organize free screenings at abortion clinics around the country. As Breitbart News reported, abortion doesn't rank anywhere near the top issue for voters going into the midterms. Half of U.S. voters say the economy or inflation is their number one issue heading into the November 8 midterm elections, according to a recent ABC/Ipsos poll. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.